B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Big news this week, Terry McLaurin gets his contract extension signed. He's back at practice. I watched him run around yesterday. They're clearly in the ramp-up stage where when they actually, you know, we're done with training camp, so we don't get to watch a full practice anymore. They kicked us out. They let us watch a lot yesterday. Eventually, they kicked us out before some actual installs, but we got to watch a lot yesterday. By next week, it'll be half that. Mm-hmm. You know, I made a point of watching Terry run. I was less concerned about watching Terry run than wanting to watch Noah Brown run.
Yeah.
Just because one of them's coming back from an actual injury.
Well, watching him work out on
Saturday. Yeah.
Dude was getting it.
Agreed. I think Terry ran one.
And the damn, whoever was playing quarterback, the little workout dude, can really throw the ball.
It might have been Blau. Was it Blau?
I don't know if it was Blau. But it, I don't think it was Blau, but
he throws a lot.
They got a lot of dudes that can throw balls out there, man. Damn.
I'll try to find out who that was. But I think the biggest news is Terry's back. You know that drill they do where they have all the receivers, tight ends, and running backs out there, and they have all four quarterbacks throwing, yeah. And it just, like, speeds up the rep process? Yeah. Say they did either four or six, like down and back. Say they did that. Terry ran one of the routes. And then he just kind of stood there and jogged over and back. You could tell because Noah did the same thing. Like, one thing that people are easy to dismiss and shouldn't be, when DQ talks about the personalized.
The ramp-up period?
Yeah, like that's real.
Also, let's be real. Terry go ruin every rep. There's going to be some hella speculation in. Oh, man, was he working out in the gym?
Right. You know,
so DQ is a smart man. He understands how to work stuff.
Let's start with just how this seems so sincere from Terry, how happy he is to be back on the field with his teammates with the new contract.
So it was a long process, and, you know, there's no playbook or script on how to – handle this situation. And so you know, you start out one way and then you hope that it ends the way it's ended. And so I'm thankful for this process to just be able to be back on the field, and just the conversations that you know, Buddy and AP had, and myself and AP, and me and DQ. So it's definitely been a process, but I'm really happy to be back out here with my teammates, and just very thankful to be a part of this organization and a part of this fan base that's supported me through all of this. So it's exciting.
It's definitely exciting, and I think that is very sincere. I think Terry's just happy to be back out there. I want to let folks weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Important day for Terry. You could tell how excited he was. I also thought, I really liked what he said about riding a bike, getting back out there offensively, getting ready to go. This is Terry McLaurin talking about easing his way back into the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the timing worked out perfectly. You know, we have essentially about 2 weeks for me to get acclimated with, you know, football, like your helmet on, running routes, catching passes. But to be honest, is to a certain degree, it's kind of like riding a bike. Like, I was out there today, I had a lot of good reps out there, I caught passes, and I was telling Jaden, it's like riding a bike, you know what I mean? I catch a ball over my shoulder, like, God's blessed me with a great ability to, you know, track a football and play at a high level and have energy. So those things never run away from you, per se.
Do you agree with him? How much of this will be riding a bike? How much will there be kind of the ramp up, get used to the speed period?
He's still in it. I mean, he's in this game. He was getting prepared for a season coming up before he decided, okay, well, he was out here working out with them in off season. So he has less time to get more acclimated. And I don't think he stopped working out since he hadn't been, you know, out on the field with the team. It's just like riding a bike, you know? For some people, it takes a little longer than others, but we know what his work ethic is. You expect him to be back quicker, but I love the fact that Dan doesn't he tries to bring everybody along a certain way to see what's what. That's cool.
I think it will be like riding a bike for Terry. Like, he's in, what, year seven?
Yeah. He's still heavily in this game. He's not a guy who, like, has taken off a year or two. You know, it's been a couple of months, or a month, whatever it is,
yeah,
before he decided to step out. And I don't think he was – when he was holding in, they still had him doing stuff. You know what I mean? You still were going through certain things out there, so it's not like you didn't do anything at all.
The couple things that stood out to me that Terry said, and I was curious what you think, he made a point of saying the trade request was not a leverage play or trying to, like, stir the pot, but in that moment it was serious. I found it interesting because he wasn't asked about the trade request. He was asked about, like, the process from Eastern Motors to now.
He's heard everything. He's heard what people said, but let's be real. Every player that does the stuff he did, it's the same process. So if it wasn't, whatever. But no one is going to believe that. They're going to believe it was a leverage play. You know, because every time someone does what he's go through the process he's gone through, it goes exactly the same way, like it's a script. And I don't think it's wrong for people to speculate that was happening. And if it was that he felt that way, cool. But people have a right to change their mind. You can feel like I don't want to be here, and then all of a sudden, okay, well, things got better. I'm, you know, you've had arguments before and stuff like that. You don't want to deal with somebody, and all of a sudden one little thing happens and you're cool with them again. It goes down.
Right. The other thing I love that Terry said was it was kind of at the end, and it was more messing around, and he had concluded his presser, and then Kime was like, hey, where's the hoodie? And Terry sat back down, and clearly he had heard. I think the body language experts really need to chill out.
Uh-huh.
But Terry, when he's been coming out here, has been wearing a hoodie. I've covered Terry a long time. He's always wearing hoodies. And he went on this, like, it was funny, but he made clear, he's like, I'm going to wear a hoodie. I wear hoodies when I go out to dinner. Like, he's like, when I'm rolling around in Ashburn, I wear a hoodie to try to be low key. He's like, it doesn't matter if it's 90 degrees, if it's 50 degrees. I like wearing hoodies. I'm going to wear a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that answer for the people. I mean, you guys probably had him on the broadcast, like, during the preseason game that he had a hoodie on. Did that ever strike you in the slightest that Terry McLaurin was wearing a hoodie during the third preseason game?
What are they trying to say it means?
I've
seen Terry in hoodies a lot.
Right.
And I didn't think one thing of it. Young people wear hoodies.
I wear hoodies. I'm wearing a hoodie right now.
I'm saying, so
if you're, like, on the stream, look, I'm going to put my hood up.
But see, that's the thing about it, man. That's people reaching for stuff. I mean, if I do something daily, and then now I'm dealing with a situation, and I continue doing what I was doing, why the hell you think it means something else? You know what I mean? There's a bunch of people out there there's those out there who want to make themselves smarter than everybody, think they know more than everybody. If I'm wearing a hoodie today, and then tomorrow I'm in an argument with somebody, and I wear a hoodie then, it's just that I wear a hoodie, not that I'm about to try to sneak up on him or something. You get what I'm saying? People are tripped, man.
Let's let people weigh in on the phones. Abe is in Virginia. Abe, Terry's back. How happy were you to see him back out there and listen to his comments?
Loved it. I had confidence. I even prayed over this. I found him to be a godly man. And there was some confidence in the way he came across, too, because I saw a commercial he had made with Eastern's Motors. And I was like, why is he making a commercial and he's in this contract dispute? But the confidence of him getting this deal done and just, you know, everybody coming on the same page. I really loved it. I was really, really in there for him. I'm a big fan of his, and I wanted to see Jaden and him hook up again. I was very sad. And on the hoodie thing, I just wanted to comment that that Clinton Portis, I'm not going to name where I work, but he came in there, and I didn't even know it was him because he always wore a hoodie in there. He made two or three trips in there for his mother and his family. I worked at a car dealership, and he come in, and we wouldn't even know it was him until we actually got up in his face. And B. Rich, I love you, man. I admire you as well. You really do good at your job, and the rest of the crew there. This is my first time calling in. I love the show, man. Love the show. Really want to commend
you. Appreciate you, man. Call in more, brother.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, like I don't think people recognize that if Terry McLaurin walks around in a T-shirt and he's going to One Loudon, he gets mobbed. So he's going to try to wear a hat and a hoodie and whatever. If people recognize him, he's cool about it. But, like, it's not that folks don't want to sign or talk to people, but sometimes you just want to run into Trader Joe's and buy some eggs some cheese.
Maybe I need you to go run and get something from me.
Right.
They don't want you to come back 4 hours later. They want you to come back, like, in 20, 30 minutes. Like, I used to, like, wear my hat, try to pull it down real low. Don't work. Doesn't work at all. So, you know what? I just wear it up now. You can see me. What's happening?
One of the things I thought was funny was at Caps games, because you went to every Caps game in the playoff run, and you're like, oh, man, signing these autographs, taking these pictures. I was like, well, you are wearing a Caps jersey that says B. Mitch.
I didn't mind. It's cool to me when people I know did not see me play come up and want to talk and ask for autograph. You know, it lets you
when
know
it's kids.
I mean – kids, even teenagers, and some guys in their 20s, they didn't see me play.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like it's cool as hell to get it. And I'll sign autographs for people. I don't have a problem with it.
Hell, Jeff, do you remember B playing? Are you too young?
Jeff, too young.
No. I do not remember B playing.
All right, let's go Heavy to metal, Elijah. Dude. Heavy metal does. Yeah,
you're trying to call heavy metal. Oh, that's what y'all trying to do?
Heavy metal's my age. Elijah's in D.C. What do you think? Terry is back, dude. You fired up?
I'm super fired up. I think this is the best starting point coming into a season for Terry. If you're looking into investment-wise, if you're looking into a situation, you're saying, well, we got a number two receiver. We got a move receiver who can dictate if it's going to be a run or pass. He's going to have the opportunity to meet every single incentive and everything that's on that contract for him. And I feel like a lot of times veterans, they find themselves in a situation, you can get hamstrung if you're not on the right team and you have veterans who trying to overreach or make up for the lack of other spots not having proper production when you talk about moving late into a season, trying to get to that next gear. I think they've done a great job protecting their blind spots and putting people in position that they can just excel, like a Zach Ertz. Certain guys are just going to excel because there are guys around them that are in a position now to help take and ease some of the pressure that inherently comes with being a good team. So I think we've at a place we have to recognize the consistency. Where's the last time that we've arrived talking about we're showing up to week one with this much understanding of who's on our team, who we need, why we need them? There's so many questions that got answered, and I'm glad we've arrived to this point and we've signed him. I think everybody's going to eat good. You know, in my opinion, I think this is good for the city. He's going to eat. He can't.
Elijah, you know, can I ask you a question?
Oh, he's going to eat. He got a lot of money to buy some steaks.
Eli, let me ask you a question, dude.
Yes, sir.
You're a fan, obviously. How much do you care about the contract numbers and who won or lost in the holdout? Where do you land on
fans won?
That's not a huge issue to me. I think both sides recognize what they brought to the table. And you know who you are, and you're going to be like, nah, dude, this is what I bring, this is what I do. And on both sides of the coin, that's like, this is what I say. Leave everybody to pick their wives. I don't know how else to say this, but nobody needs you to kind of put this thing together for you. You say, hey, man, this is what I want, this is where I want to be. And I think we still need to allow Washington to say, hey, man, this is who I want to be married to. Stop saying, you know how uncles and aunts, this is who I think you need to be with. Make sure you know exactly who you want to be with, why, down the road, when stuff starts changing, you want to know what you're dealing with. And I think both sides are comfortable knowing what this connection is going to do, how it's going to connect the city together. It's too many positives. I knew 29 was going to be a good number. It's kind of like the perfect in the middle. You know, he can incentivize himself over $30 million. You know, for a 30-year-old guy, you want to have him have some pop. You want to have him something to look up to, or you know, that age starts. The age is real. So when you know that number starts to climb, you want to have, okay, I'll give you a little extra, shoot you extra cash. You might have a little bit more in the tank. Terry, he told you, he ran that 60-yard ball against Detroit. There should be no questions. If you're a fan, if you're a player, you know, ballers know ball. When that man ran that, when he ran that ball, when it was clutch time, I said, pay, sign a check.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
What Elijah was talking about, though, having everybody in their right position and people play the position that they were supposed to, it's an easier transition. It's an easier production for the team. If Terry wasn't here and Noah wasn't here, everybody has to move up. They may be talented, but you lose a lot because they're not ready for it.
Here's the calls we don't get, but I see this all over social media. Yesterday I tweeted out, you know, just throughout the Terry presser, and this dude, Spencer Magny, replied, "So he's a manipulative liar. Painted how he wants, but lying's lying and manipulating's manipulating, just like that ridiculous Eastern Motors rant conference." I don't agree
with that.
You know
what I say about Spencer? And I say it with the greatest of respect. One finger salute to you, though. People like that are just ignorant ass people, dog. Point blank. And it gets to a point where you try to give a level of respect to everyone. But there are some people who are going to be asses no matter what. And you know what? I'm tired of them. So one finger salute. You know what it means.
Let's do this. Phone lines will stay open the whole hour. Kenny and Gary, stay on hold where you are. We got some NFL stuff to get around the league on, but I want to stick with Terry. Terry had a couple of really, really good answers yesterday talking about why he's not concerned about the age stuff. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is giving you a reason to lock into the college football season early. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right, bet $5 on any bet, and if you win, you'll walk away with $300 in bonus bets to use all over the app. You can use those bonus bets on Week 1 lines, Heisman futures, over-unders, player props, whatever you got circled on the college football calendar. FanDuel is easy to use, safe, and when you win, you get paid instantly. No waiting around, no hassle, just straight to your account. So if you got a team, a take, or a gut feeling before kickoff, now's the time to back it. Just head to FanDuel.com/Brian and sign up to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel, Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.